Yesterday, we heard about the problems caused by plastic waste sent from the West to Malaysia. Today, in our second of our reports, we're going to hear how the government there is tackling the problem and where all the solutions may lie. Our reporter, Joan O'Sullivan, travelled to Malaysia, courtesy of the Simon Cumbers Media Fund, and sent this report.
In Kuala Lumpur, like most modern cities, evidence of single-use plastic is everywhere. The takeaway coffee here is particularly eye-catching. It comes in a plastic bag with a plastic straw, and it even has a small handle that you can use to hang from your moped for more convenient transport. Frustration with the amount of plastic waste being generated recently led Greenpeace Malaysia to label plastic recycling a myth. I spoke to one of their activists, Heng Cha Kun, in the city.
Globally, only 9% of plastic waste has been recycled, 12% has been incinerated, and the rest 79% end up in natural environments. It also clearly shows that recycling alone cannot fix our plastic waste pollutions fast enough.
The huge volumes of foreign plastic waste that have arrived here in Malaysia have caused massive environmental as well as human health problems. But the authorities here are fighting back. Last year, the Malaysian government returned 150 containers of contaminated, unrecyclable waste to their countries of origin. 43 were sent back to France and 41 to the UK. Seamus Clancy of Repack says Irish consumers can be confident that our household plastic waste is not ending up in illegal dump sites.
The vast majority of plastic is recycled in Europe. 134 tonnes in total went to Malaysia last year out of 303,000 tonnes. So a very, very small percentage. And it actually went to two facilities that were actually pre-approved. Mm-hmm. So from that perspective, Irish viewers can be assured none of the plastic they saw on the heaps in that clip there or even ending up in the sea goes from Ireland. In fact, we have a very strong regulatory compliance system in Ireland where everything's pre-sorted and checked and goes to facilities that have high environmental compliance and that are efficient.
Other small European nations have received nasty surprises, though. The Danish television station News 2 discovered last September that Danish plastic waste was among that found in an illegal dump site in Malaysia. Sophie Hershind was the reporter who found it.
Yes, when I went to Malaysia, I found a lot of Danish plastic waste and also European plastic waste, which was a big surprise for me because I know in Denmark we normally export most of our plastic waste to Germany where it's supposed to be recycled. But what I found out is that Germany cannot recycle all the plastic waste that we export to them, so therefore they sell some of it to middlemen who sell it to other middlemen. But I'm still trying to investigate that to find out how it ended up there.
Zoraida Kamarudin is the Malaysian minister with responsibility for the management of plastic material. She says the solution to illegal plastic waste dumping and burning lies in increasing regulations, inspections and compliance. But she says the country does not intend to halt the import of plastic scrap.
There is potential in this industry as an economic value to the country. So the business that the total industry brings is about 30 billion. So that's why we are improving the management of it and we are also looking into the end product and also the recycling process of this, and we want to enhance all this to a more advanced level where the plastic industry will be one of our major industry in the country.
For environmental activists like Heng Cha Kun, this isn't a problem that can be solved by one government.
We want to highlight that this is a global broken system. We cannot rely on the government to do it alone. And if we want to solve the problem, the solution should be reductions. Before we talk about plastic recycling, we should talk about the reductions, redesign, and also ask the corporations and government from all around the world to work closely to solve this problem. Because this is the problem of overconsumption of unnecessary single-use plastic. So the solution should be reductions of unnecessary single-use plastic.
And that report was by Joan O'Sullivan.